Everybody, welcome back for another episode of Investigating Mars. Today we will be talking about episode 13 from season 2, Ain't No Magic Mountain High Enough. I'm Heidi.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Malika.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Yvette.
And I'm Nuchas.
Yay, welcome back.
Welcome back once again.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Last season, yeah. I've been having so much fun listening to you guys talk about Veronica Mars, though. It pains me, though, that it's not on Netflix or anything streaming anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So annoying. It's on my Christmas wish list, though.
Well, hopefully Santa will bring it for you.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Nutty, would you like to plug anything?
Sure. You can find Nutty Bites and the other podcasts that I'm on, such as Beyond the Wall, a Game of Thrones podcast, Epic, another geeky podcast, and Run for Your Life, a psychobilly podcast, all at nimlass.org.
Nice.
Okay, can I just ask, what is psychobilly?
It's a genre of rock music. I had to ask the same question when I first got involved in it.
Is that something that grew out of rockabilly?
Yeah. It's like modern... with rockabilly tendencies, very heavy, very cool, very weird.
I need this in my life.
It's really awesome.
I know what I'm doing when we finish recording. Okay.
Makes great driving music, too, by the way. I crank it up. My old episodes I'll actually listen to while I'm driving because, it's music. I don't have to listen to myself.
All right, let's have our episode summary.
213, Ain't No Magic Mountain High Enough. When the prophets from the Neptune High Winter Carnival go missing, Veronica finds herself defending Jackie from the condemning teachers and students. Meanwhile, Keith meets with her father, Terrence Cook, after he is accused of playing a role in the plush crash, and Logan initiates a new relationship while Beaver continues an old one.
Okay, so at first I thought I was going to have a difficult time splitting this into three, but I figured it out. It all came together. So for the A plot, we have the missing carnival money. Mm-hmm. The B plot is Jackie being shamed and Terrence Cook. So that's in
okay.
And then our C plot is called Love is in the Air.
Gag.
Okay.
Just sparking all over the place right now.
Logan and
Hannah,
Beaver and Mac, and all of that is in the C plot.
Gross.
Yeah, it took me about halfway through the A plot to realize that that C plot was not part of the A plot, so I just left it all together. I got too lazy.
Yeah, it's a very. It's like a very jumpy episode.
Yeah, it was.
I was at first like kind of happy. I was like, oh, we have A plot and B plot, and that's just it. That's the way it's going to be. I was like, what is all this mess in between? Who are these people? Who are you?
B plot and E plot.
Yeah, so mine's all mixed in with it, Jimmy. So this will be interesting. Yep. I'll just kind of
wing it.
Do some creative editing.
I only had the fun fair and then Keith and Terrence. That was the only way that I could split stuff out. So.
Right. Well, this should be fun then. All right, so we're going to start off with our A-plot. And first up, we have arts and crafts and getting ready for the carnival.
And Weevil is shaved. He only looks like he's in his late 20s now.
Except his hair is growing out again. and he looks very thin.
He shaved his face instead of his head.
Yeah.
I didn't notice his
head. He can only do one or the other.
Yeah. But it didn't matter.
I recently listened to the episode where you guys realized how young the actor who plays Weevil is. And I don't think I realized he was that young either. It's kind of mind-blowing. And it has nothing to do with his hairline either. Like, he just has a mature face.
Yeah.
Especially with the stash. He definitely looks like a 35-year-old man.
And this
but
one,
sometimes
like
that happens in high schools, you know?
True.
You can't always tell who the teachers are and who the students are. And I say that being one of the teachers that often gets mistaked for a student.
That's got to be tough.
Being asked for your hall pass in a high school when you're in your 30s is one thing. Being asked in a middle school,
oh my God,
is kind of frustrating.
That's hilarious.
I do not look that young either.
You know what? People say that about me, and I realize something. It's actually not the way I look. It's the way I act.
That could be it. It could and, be because I smile too much. No teacher
and
smiles.
Based on this
much.
Podcast, I think that all of you think I'm 12. That's pretty much what I've decided.
Well, I mean, if you're 12, I'm like 10.
Wait, you aren't?
I know.
Surprise!
Anyways.
Yeah. So you guys were all, like, being in shock and awe over Weevil. I was trying to figure out who the heck the girl that Veronica was, like, being catty to was. And so I have this note, and when I finally figured it out, it's like, I never can, like, when Madison shows up that first few minutes, I never know who she is. And is she the same actress? Because, like, every time we see her, she has a different hair color.
No, yes. She had brown
hair.
Yeah,
and
hair
different
once.
Hair length. She has different hair length.
So I, seriously, like, is she the same actress, or do they have a different actress every time?
No,
I
she
never,
is.
Never remember actress. Who she is.
I can only tell.
I don't know. I think it's her voice.
It's her voice. That's the way I can recognize her, is what I was going to say.
Okay.
So, yeah, this scene was, it took me a little bit to figure out, I was like, wait, because I was waiting for them to whisk off to, like, Disneyland, and then I'm like, oh, it's just about the bunny.
Right, which scene, are we still on that first scene where we have the weird free period?
Yeah.
That
was so strange.
They were talking about.
Yeah. I could not figure out what was going on in there. I was like, is it, because some people were doing homework and getting yelled at, everybody was glittery, and the mountain, and I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, there was a mention of the Kane Scholarship yet again.
Yes,
and,
I wanted
some
to.
Some random guy that in any other episode of any other series would die. He was like the red shirt.
He was the red shirt.
Are you talking about her nemesis?
Yeah, her nemesis. The one she didn't know who was her nemesis. Yeah. But yeah, her nemesis.
And then there was Mrs. Hauser, who was like, turned up the attitude today. I figured that she's broken up with Deputy Fornstache, and that's why
which
she's
is why
so
she's
mean.
Grumpy.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I called her Mr. Doogie in my notes.
Yeah, so we find out that Veronica is actually in the lead for the Kane Scholarship.
By like a...
Yeah, who knew?
A which millionth is of a weird. Percentage point, but yeah.
Yeah.
And I was wondering... okay, Beaver. I would expect him to be in the lead. They're in the same grade, aren't they, or are they not?
No, Beaver's younger.
Beaver's younger.
Okay, well then that explains it. That makes me feel a little bit better. But more about him later. Oh
and
my
there's
god.
There's no chance that Dick's in the running ever.
No. That's not happening.
This was a memorable Dick episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Veronica is working the slushy booth at the carnival.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just my note for this scene when they first open it is that Uncle Eli is like the sweetest thing ever. I just find it because he was just like, oh, and he's there with a little pink person, and she's all like, I want balloons.
He's so sweet as he's hiding cash boxes in his niece's backpack.
Well, you know, you do what you gotta do, but you know,
family bonding time.
She was in on that job,
yo. She was in on it, yeah.
She was.
I've been watching
savvy
too much
like
Breaking Bad. I keep throwing yo into everything.
Yeah, Weevil's niece's name is Ophelia.
Yeah, I love that name too. So it's just like, oh, what a, you know, Shakespearean name for a little kid, but whatever, she owned it. She wasn't crazy.
Yeah.
But it was funny because in this scene, I think it's the scene where they were like, this is the money scene, isn't it?
Yeah.
They just kept on zooming in. Like, it was so, like, I don't know who directed this episode, but it was a little bit hard hitting. Like, as soon as, like, they zoomed in on the $50 bill, I'm like, okay, that has a meaning. Then they had, like, the cash box. I'm like, okay, something's going to get stolen. And as soon as she put it away, I'm like, that's going to get stolen.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily, we didn't have to wait very long, like, 2 seconds. But it was like, okay, they could have just made it a little bit more subtle.
Yeah. So the Tritons go streaking by, and...
I'm so disappointed because, like, you can clearly see that they're wearing underwear.
I saw that too.
They were not streaking. There was
I didn't even think they were supposed to be, like, nude streaking. They were. I thought it was just. Never mind. Now that you say that, I'm like, oh yeah, streaking is naked.
Yeah.
I just thought they were running in their underwear. I was like, oh okay, they're just running in their underwear.
Yeah, kind of the point of streaking is naked.
Yeah.
Maybe this is high school streaking.
Yeah,
sure. Maybe the actors were too young, you know.
Why would they have the masks on? Because they did have something covering their faces.
Because they're Tritons. They're making noise, and they're not allowed to be labeled as Tritons.
Uh-huh. Did we actually hear that they were Tritons at that moment?
No, I don't think so.
Yes, Veronica said something about the annual something that the Tritons do.
Okay, yeah. I missed that.
Yeah, it was, like, in the voiceover.
But I kind of like that they brought that back.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why they're wearing the flesh-colored underwear. Maybe so people can't identify them.
What?
Now I'm flashing to that scene in Greece where the guys moon the camera and then they come over the voice announcement. The FBI is using analysis to discover
Right.
Oh,
that would be the best episode ever. The FBI. Oh, the FBI did come to Neptune.
They did.
This is a better case for them. I want to see Xena, Warrior Princess.
And analyzing butt cracks.
Yes. Matching them.
I don't swing anyone.
It's for law. Really, it is. No. Just parade them in front of me.
And the cash box is gone.
So who did everybody think stole the money right off the bat?
We knew it wasn't Jackie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured that it was somehow like one of the preppy people.
I thought it was Madison to frame somebody.
Yeah.
To frame Jackie or something like that.
I thought for sure it was going to be Veronica's nemesis, whatever.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was going to be Nemesis, dude.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, why point out that he's her nemesis?
Shade. It was funny because I only got to watch this particular episode this one time today while I was taking notes. So I was kind of taking the notes as I was watching it. So I have so who stole the money? And I'm like, I think it's going to be Nemesis, dude, because Jackie's too obvious. But then I was like, but maybe Jackie stole the money because her dad's in prison. And, you know, so I have all this stuff written out.
Wow. Do you want to know what my notes say?
What?
It's not Jackie.
Actually, you want to know what my notes say? Did Logan get a haircut?
Yes, he did.
I have my priorities.
Logan was looking exceptionally handsome this episode.
He was.
I don't know. I didn't like him in this episode. I mean, I thought he looked goofy-ish.
I don't like the haircut, Malika.
He was acting goofy, but... No, when he first showed up, he was all like, you know, there with his arms up, hanging on to the top of the tent, and like, yeah, I'm hot. And yeah,
okay. He needs to hear.
Yeah, he turned his swag on, and it happened to work on me, but.
Yep.
But I'm easy, so.
So there was, you know, Logan being all like, you know, bam. But then there was Weevil being all like sweet Uncle Eli, and they both did things for me. So
yeah,
well, it's just did good things to me.
I'm very sorry that I missed last episode with all of the stuff with those two. Okay, so the next thing is Veronica checks Ophelia's backpack, and there's no cash box.
Yeah, I love the way she's like oh so subtle about wanting to check it. She's like sidling closer.
So wait, y'all, I'm kind of confused about the chronology of what happened. All right, so Weevil steals the cash box, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But beforehand, the teacher stole some of the money?
Yes. The pretty, like before, $6,000, I think.
Yeah, before the teacher gave the lockbox to Veronica, she had already stolen $6,000 out of it and put it in the ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she didn't put it in the ceiling then, but she grabbed it to put it in the ceiling. And then Weevil took it, and then he hid it in the whatever it's called. Yeah, and then he had it in the ball
and then,
thing.
Yeah, then Ophelia went in the ball pit and left it there. And then Veronica checked Ophelia's backpack, and then Ophelia went back in the ball pit and got the cash box and put it in her backpack.
And, they start them so young.
After they had gone through the metal detectors.
Yes.
So.
Good way to rope in your niece, Weevil.
I know, it's the life of crime starts young.
Yeah, but I'm glad to see that he got kind of his, like, you know, because, like, after last episode and stuff and the whole bus thing, it just made me mad and angry and wanting to throw things. The fact that he had to ride the bus is what I mean.
It's interesting to see Weevil kind of not PCH-er.
Yeah. That's why he shaved.
Maybe.
He's like, this has got to go. Like girls break up with their boyfriends and then they immediately get a haircut. That's what he was doing.
Okay.
He broke up with this crew and he's like, I need to make a change to signify a new start. And he's like, I'll shave this off, but I won't shave my head. That'll show him.
And then he'll grow it back by next week.
Probably.
But then the Thumper, you know, was like, you know, was giving Weevil a hard time. I don't remember if that was before this or after this. And
I think it's about now.
He does look like a rabbit. Like, he really looks like a rabbit.
As he hops on by and thumps balloons.
Yeah.
Evil Thumper.
Right. That must be where he got his name. Veronica has the ball pit emptied. And again, nothing inside.
Those things are nasty, y'all. Like ball pits, like you do not want to empty a ball pit.
No.
Just saying. Think about little kids. No. You don't want to empty a ball pit.
No.
Have you ever been in a ball pit, like, as an adult? It smells.
I have not. And actually, when I was young, I never went in them because it was, like, the quicksand feeling gave me anxiety. I think I was in, like, a couple of times. And I was like, what is going on? I'm falling. I'm drowning. And I was a tiny kid, so... didn't help.
Anytime you gotta fish a kid out of a ball pit, don't inhale. So if you don't want to inhale, you really don't want to be cleaning that and emptying it.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, don't. don't. Just don't imagine. Yeah, just don't.
Because I don't imagine they clean them very often.
Right.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Oh.
They don't, and they have millions of kids running up and down and doing all kinds of things in there. And they just kind of leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or not their diapers.
Or not the diapers, right. Exactly.
Anyways.
Yeah. So somebody just happened to be filming for the video yearbook, which is nice and convenient. And so they pull in Jackie, Madison, JB, who is the nemesis, Weevil.
His name.
And Dick, because they were all in the vicinity of the cash box. And they're searching their lockers.
I in no way thought it was Dick.
He was so random.
He's just there. Being Dick, but not guilty.
Is this pretty after much. The screwdriver?
That's in the B-plot.
Yes, that's in the B-plot.
Oh, that's the B-plot, sorry.
Yes, because all of Jackie's in the B-plot.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
They're searching their lockers for the cash, and Veronica says that there was a $50 bill with a name on it. Was it Nancy?
Nancy.
Okay. And a phone number. Yeah.
So creative. I was wondering, like, how Weevil would have gotten the phone number correct or whatever, but I figured he knew that, if he thought that Veronica actually had a identifying $50 bill in there. I don't know if he just figured she made it up, but or maybe she wouldn't even remember.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think the phone number's accuracy was probably the least of his worries.
Of course, it's foremost in my mind. I'm like, how did he know? I get caught out.
555-2379. Good.
That sounds about right now.
Yeah. As long as the 555 is correct, it's good.
Yeah. And we all know that it's always 555.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we have drugs and some money with the $50 bill found in Thumper's locker.
With ephedrine drugs.
Yes.
And this was a moment of, you know, what am I thinking? What is going on in my brain? But Clemens, when he was, like, working the bolt cutter, like, his
arms. Did you see his butt again?
Okay, I didn't notice his arms, but okay, like, what is wrong up with, like, noticing Clemens' stuff? Because he should not be a sex symbol. He should not be at all sexy in any way. But his butt and his arms.
Apparently I've missed every sexy thing he's ever done. I missed the butt. I missed the arms.
You know, and it's
Jimmy,
like one
I've
of those
also
things.
Never.
Right. Me either.
Well, here's the thing, you guys should feel glad about that, because when I do notice it, it feels like, you know, it's like weird. Noticing, like, your uncle, or, like, noticing, like, I don't know, like your boss. Like, just somebody who's just complete, like, you know, having a dream about your boss and who's just absolutely not your type at all and married and old. That's what it feels like.
So is it kind of like that time I had a dream that I was dating Selena Gomez? Because that was really strange for me.
That is exactly what it would be like, Jimmy.
I woke up and I was like, what?
In my defense, I'll say that it might be because of the fact that it was a dress shirt with rolled up sleeves. And
they're teasing guys us, Naomi.
Roll up their some like dress shirts. That's one of my things. And I'm drawn to that. So.
Anyway,
on that note,
here's the thing: is that like it was at this instant that I kind of thought that what's her face, the teacher, had something to do with it, because she just was so blamey and pointy fingery and all that kind of stuff. But I was really confused because Thumper got blamed, and I'm like, that's in no way in keeping with the story. So I was like, this is stupid, because I kind of went along with it until, you know, later on. And so I'm glad there was an explanation for it.
I mean, I definitely figured somebody was there's no way that money was Thumper's, or that Thumper put that money there. I knew that, but I still had a hard time figuring out who did it. I mean, I figured it must be Weevil, but
oh, you did? Okay.
But because who else? Everybody else.
Well, I didn't know. But, yeah, I thought it was just a stupid story turn. I was like, this is dumb.
Well, no, when they opened the locker, I was like, oh, so this is what's going to happen. Thumper's going to get arrested and Weevil's going to get control back of the gang. Like, I was really excited.
Yeah, I wish I thought of that, because that would have made me excited too. I was excited later on that.
But I wasn't sure. But then I thought, well, maybe some of the PCHers still, you know, want Weevil back. And maybe it's, you know, I know it wasn't Hector or Bootsy, but.
I love you, Jimmy.
Bootsy. Well, y'all, I fell for it. I thought it was Thumper. I was like, oh, okay.
We're wrapping
this plot up.
Yeah, I will say that, you know, I was distracted by other things in this episode, including my, like, the theory that I was formulating in my brain hole. But later. But yeah, like, I can't even say that. I just was like, huh? Why Thumper? This is dumb. Dumb writing.
All right. So Veronica made copies of the keys for the school, of course.
Of course. We couldn't expect anything less.
Exactly. And there was also a board with license plate numbers found
in the water. I believe the word you're looking for is paddle.
Yeah, okay.
What was going on? Y'all, I still don't understand what was going on.
So I don't understand either, but I think that that was the one piece that was, like, is to come back in another episode, maybe, because it was a one piece of oddity that was actually Thumper's, and it's going to criminate him in stealing cars, I'm assuming, but I don't know. I mean, anyone else?
Go ahead.
I wasn't quite sure. Like, I was like, okay, so it's tags, and it's code for what? What sort of, are they talking about tags like on a car or tags like...
They looked like license plate numbers.
I was so confused. But I was like, okay, this is something. And I don't know. So Thumper's like making cutting boards and sending them to Fitzpatrick's with code on it. I don't know.
Maybe it's a list of all of the license plates of all of the Fitzpatrick's.
I have no clue. So it's something. And hopefully it will come back.
It's got to come back.
It'll come back.
Yeah, she took a copy of it. And so nothing came of it. So obviously it'll come back. It's definitely a clue we're supposed to be theorizing about, you know, viciously at this moment.
And we're just like, yeah, it's going to come back later.
Because we have no idea what it means.
We aren't going to devote time for theories to it.
Right.
But we'll come up for complete backstories for, you know, XYZ random person in the show.
For Bootsy.
Yeah.
And heck, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then others. So, no.
Right, yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So Veronica gets Mrs. Hauser to apologize to Jackie.
She also, when she was making the copy, she found the test.
Yes.
In the copy.
Exam.
But I was just like, that is sort of the best thing ever. Because, I mean, that didn't have to happen, but Veronica's like, no, you're going to apologize. And that was awesome.
And sadly, by this time... Go ahead.
Well, yeah, so even though it was like, yeah, I'm sorry, whatever... It was still, like, she made her apologize. You go
even, even if it wasn't really an apology, it was enough.
Yep.
And so, you guys, like,
don't
maybe
say
we're
it.
Gonna get... Okay.
Don't say it, because I'm thinking it, and I don't want to say it out loud.
Maybe I'll get into the B-plot, but I'm not going to do it here. Okay.
But we want to know.
Talk about it in the B-plot, or
okay.
I will.
Okay, you make sure and bring it up.
Trailer.
Okay.
It's not exciting.
So, Veronica does a magic trick and gets JB to confess to copying the exam.
And that dialogue was the best ever.
Yep.
I did not quote that, so I hope somebody has that entire quote somewhere.
I don't have the entire
did
thing.
You quote
I'm not
it?
Sure I have any of it.
I was counting on you to quote it.
Well, I had done the big one before that, right before that, the same scene. So I didn't want to do two big ones from the same scene.
It's all
y'all
broken
get
up
to
too.
It.
That's the problem, but.
Well, sometimes when I do quotes, I say, and then something else happened, and then I go back.
There you go. Yeah, it works. And we skip this stuff in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay, so we find out through Glitter that Mrs. Hauser skimmed off the cash box.
She's such a...
And go ahead.
Yeah.
Lady.
But I didn't get why did she do that? Like, just because she wanted money?
Go ahead, Yvette.
I feel like she wanted the money, but then also I feel like she was trying to sabotage the trip for some reason.
I think she was trying to sabotage Veronica in particular.
I can see that.
I don't know.
Well, because she took the money out and then she gave it to Veronica in such a way that it would have been Veronica's fault that the money went missing.
Oh. Evil teacher is evil.
Yes.
Okay.
No matter what her motivations are, okay, no teacher should ever behave that way.
So if the cash box hadn't have been stolen, it would have come up with the idea that, oh, there's money missing, and the last person to have the cash box was
Veronica.
Veronica.
Yes.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get it.
Let's just say that.
And also now she has, well, she would have had some money to go and bid on another cop to date.
Yeah, seriously. She's forgotten about all the do-gooding with her kid.
But too bad she can't...
Spawn of evil.
She can't vote on Leo because he's gone. Boo.
Single cheer. All right.
Yeah.
So this case ends up that Weevil stole the money and got a new car so he doesn't have to ride the bus.
So...
Good for Weevil.
Where did the car come from exactly?
Probably his uncle's chop shop.
But he didn't get any of that money.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, he did.
Wait, $6,000. There was $12,000. There was $6,000 in Thumper's locker and $6,000 in.
No, I don't think there was $6,000.
No, there was only $3,000 in Thumper's locker.
Oh, only $3,000 in Thumper's locker. So he bought that car with $3,000. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was the only part that wasn't quite adding up to me, because I was like, half the money was in his locker and the other half was used to buy drug money. But then that other half was up, but half of the $6,000. Okay, makes sense. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is. It's all coming together now, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. This accounting ledger all works out now. We can go ahead and sign off on it.
All right, so on to B-plot.
Yes.
Hey.
Get there.
Okay. Jackie is going to go to the carnival, even if everyone at school does hate her.
Yeah, because of what happened last episode. Mm-hmm. With her dad. Okay, so...
I mean...
Like... go.
Seriously, the kids of Neptune... I mean, yeah, okay. You can tell me they're teenagers. Yeah, but teenagers are so stupid. Like, we had... They turned on the one guy when they thought that... his daughter when they thought it was suicide and it was the bus driver. And okay, I can understand that. But it was the fact that her father got brought in for questioning in connection to the case. There wasn't mm-hmm. anything said that he was arrested on suspicion of causing the thing. It was just questions regarding, you know, with the case. But, and now they're
Naomi,
oh, your father killed everybody. And I don't know. The thing that I thought was like, you know, they're going after her for being the offspring of a murderer. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's, I don't know, double standard into that. But, like, Logan's dad actually killed someone.
Right.
And he's still fairly popular with everybody.
He's and teased.
I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that nobody liked Lily. You know, maybe the girls didn't like her going after her boyfriend.
I think everybody liked Lily.
And there's a quote. Know. There's yeah, a quote in here that I have that kind of explains this to me.
Okay.
That explains this.
But I was just like, you guys are so stupid. We're so dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that people, I mean, not even kids, but people jump to all kinds of conclusions, like when anybody's related to a case. And I think it's because they're so tied to the people who actually died. Like, as you know, some of the people who knocked her. You know, I mean, I don't think it's right by any means, but I think that, you know, they're like, people jump to.
Other than
yeah,
Meg,
I know, but people, there's a double
than
standard.
Meg, who was the 09ers that died? No one. So there was what? Oh, he was both a PCHer and on the whatever debate team.
It can
and he
happen.
Had a heart. And it was like, oh my God, get me with a spoon.
Well, but I mean, teenagers have turned on other teenagers for much less serious things.
Teenagers are stupid and need to be like slapped upside the head repeatedly throughout the day.
That's completely true, but
that's
yeah,
why you're not a teenager.
There's all kind. I mean, like, let's just agree that they're dumb. But I don't think it was completely out of,
you know, the realm of possibility that this would happen. In fact, you know, knowing human nature, it's like, you know,
And just because he was brought in for questioning, you know that one person saw the report that he was brought in for questioning and said that he was brought in because he killed the kids. And I mean, it's like word of mouth and rumor
it's
is
like
true.
That telephone game.
Exactly.
In high school.
But yeah.
Well, you know, high school is brutal.
We did this in the media too. Yeah, I mean, we did this in the media too, though. I mean, somebody's like, you know, suspected or allegedly blah, blah, blah. But how many of us like don't be like, oh, well, yeah, they did it.
They did
like,
it,
you know? So
as soon
we're so
yeah,
quick
every
to
time
jump
on. Any of those stories go into the news and you go read all of the comments, it's everybody's like, this person's guilty. This person's so guilty. I can't believe this person killed this person. Meanwhile, they, you know, there's been no verdict. There's no, you know, innocent until proven guilty only counts.
Does not apply.
It only counts in the court of law. It doesn't count in what's the word I'm looking for? Public domain.
Yeah, exactly.
But yes, they should all be slapped upside the head repeatedly.
Agreed.
Yeah. What was that, Nanny?
I was just saying people are the worst because they are constantly, oh, I heard this, I heard that, or I saw this on TV, and they don't actually look at any of the evidence, and that happens all the time. It drives
me. I think that people just like to point fingers and assign blame or assign reason. They don't like ambiguity and uncertainty, so their answer to that is to just figure out, you know, like, this must be the reason, or this must be the person, or whatever it may be. They just don't let, where there's a vacuum, people, you know, seek to fill it. So I feel like, you know, nobody knows who did this. Okay, well, it must be this person, you know?
And there's like so much anger, right? Because I mean, look at what happened to Jackie. Everybody liked her, and then all of a sudden, everybody hates her. Why? It has nothing to do with her, even.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'll say it. I felt sorry for her in this episode.
Yeah. Me too.
Now that you said it, I have to say it.
I know. I'm sorry. I had to say it.
That's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. That was our thing. I didn't want to say it, and I still kind of hate her. But at the same time, I was like, I felt sorry for her.
I didn't deserve that. No, she didn't. As much of a bitch as she has been throughout this season, especially, you know, earlier in the season, obviously, and as terrible as she has come across, nobody deserves to be treated that way, especially for something that they don't have any control over. It's I felt really bad for her. I actually really liked her in this episode.
Yeah, me too. And I will say that, like, as much as I wasn't all about her last episode, even though she helped Veronica and Wallace out, I do have to say that that kind of started a little bit of a turn. Like, oh, I hate her, she sucks, and I don't like her at all. But then add that to this episode, and I'm like, I don't like her. I don't like her. I still hate her. But at the same time, I felt bad for her.
So the parallel that I drew was, I don't remember the name of the episode, but the one... the one with Logan and the bum fights, where we find out that his dad
Logan the bum fights.
And I was like, oh, and then everyone was like, okay, he's still in a house, but now we all feel sorry for him. And like,
okay, but that's a little bit different because Logan right from the start.
She's a bitch, but I feel sorry for her.
But Logan was being abused by his father.
Yeah,
and Logan right from the start, like, I was like, I don't know why I like him. Like, he's just an ass, man. But I like him. And like with Jackie, it's like, I have every reason to hate her, and I hate her. And so like, it's a little bit different in that respect, but yeah, same thing. It's like they have this character that's supposed to be one way, and you know, they kind of give you, you know, a dimension to him.
It's because we as a people are taught to hate bad girls and love bad boys.
I was just going to say the same thing. The only difference is she's lacking a penis.
Yes.
No, I also think for me, it's also the fact that I'm extremely attracted to the actor, but, but I also
who
think
is a bad boy.
Yeah. I think it's the actress too. I don't think she's the best actress. And so I have a problem with her acting choices. But I do agree with you. I'm not
disagreeing with you whatsoever, but I do think that part of my dislike of her is some of her acting choices in previous episodes has really left me not liking her. So
I've been noticing as I've been watching, rewatching Veronica Mars and rewatching some Supernatural and stuff and hearing fans talk about this. For some reason, what Jimmy said is so true. For some reason, we see a bad boy. He does bad things. I mean, heck, I'm going to bring up a character in Buffy without going into any details, but we've got some male characters in Buffy that do some really horrible things. And then they're completely celebrated. Heck, look at Dexter. He's a serial killer who could turn these other killers over to the police. He has easy access to do so and make sure that they get brought to jail. But he kills people. And what happens? People feel sorry for him. They, you know, Breaking Bad, The Sopranos, all of them. But then you've got a woman. Almost every woman on Supernatural is hated.
Dies.
Women, yes, that too. Almost all of the new women that are brought into Veronica Mars, we hate them. We can't stand them. You know, well,
you're absolutely right. I mean, it's the whole, like, you know, I mean, you brought up Breaking Bad and, you know, all of those, like, you know, like Anna Gunn hate, like, to the actress herself, you know, whereas if you really look at her, she probably made choices that were, you know, understandable. And the whole fact that, you know, even in the workplace, if we have a powerful man, you know, we call him powerful. And if we have a powerful woman, we call her a bitch. So, yeah.
Well, and we're more willing to excuse the guy because it's like, oh, he had a bad childhood. Look, he's just lashing out because he has feelings. Whereas if a woman's doing that, it's suck it up, buttercup. But why is it my fault that you were hurt as a kid? And we all do it, though. Like, I'm not saying you guys are bad for thinking this. I'm just saying, like, this is how society is. And we kind of have to look at that and realize, whoa, what are we doing? You know, yeah, all of the hate that was going on in Dexter. And when you look at it, you're like, no, she's right. Dexter's being a jerk.
Yeah. And I completely admit it. I mean, like, and the sad thing is that, like, I still hate Jackie. And knowing all of that and, you know, completely acknowledging the fact that, and, like, you know, I'm not a hardcore feminist, but I like to think of myself as a feminist and, like, standing up for women and blah, blah, blah. But I still hate Jackie.
Well, Rob Thomas actually has said that he made Jackie a little too unlikable at the beginning. Like, he wanted fans to not like her at first, but he went a little overboard.
So what you're saying is that she's going to become more and more likable?
Well, you're seeing it right now.
In this specific instance, also, I'm just, like, remembering back to, like, when we first introduced her, she was playing with Wallace's, who's, like, kind of a you know, established beloved character. He's just kind of playing with his heart and, like, you know, like with the scene with the other guy and blah, blah, blah. And, like, yes, like, I completely understand that, you know, if it was a guy, maybe we wouldn't feel the same way. But I do think that we're more on Wallace's side in that case, just because, like, you know, we've been with him longer and he's, you know, kind of established as liking him. And he hasn't really done anything wrong. So I think that, and he was hurt by that. So until later when he wasn't. Never mind. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, we will move on. And Terrence Cook comes to Keith to ask for help. He wants him to prove that he didn't make a phone call that would blow up a bomb that was on the bus. Like, that's the thing that the sheriff is saying.
It was weird that they had, like bits of a baseball in the phone. Like, what was that?
So was obviously in a baseball or something like that, I'm guessing.
I don't know. See, like, that was the thing that confused me. They said that there were shards of baseball and a cell phone in the driver's body.
That's what it was weird.
So
they swallowed the baseball? So, like, I don't understand.
It's probably a baseball that he signed. What's that?
And, like, things got blown up, you mean? Gee, Lamb. Duh.
I didn't understand why it was in his body. Was he maybe
holding the baseball?
Maybe he had it on his person and that's how he got it in his body. I just thought it was weird the way they put it, and it confused me a little bit.
I didn't understand anything that was happening. this whole...
Thank you. That,
I was yeah, like, was what?
That was kind of what I was starting to say was this whole plot that was Keith and Terrence, every time it went back to them, I was like, what's going on? Why are we doing this? I mean, it all kind of came together at the end, kind of. But it was just very bizarre for me. Wasn't sure.
It was a little dull. It didn't jive with the rest, because I think we spent so much of the other plot. Like, all the other plots were, like, in one location, and this was, like, kept on cutting away. And it wasn't terribly exciting, so I was like, I know there's supposed to be good information here that I'm probably supposed to be remembering and taking with me. And since it really, since I don't like to, you know, base my theories on anything rational, you know, it was like, lost. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Right, baseball, which is why she always whatever. Gets them right.
Right.
Oh, wait till you hear my next one.
But,
it's not that exciting, you guys, but it's a little bit out there.
It was just so bizarre because I was like, so they're drinking beer and they're talking about being a fan, and it's all the means, you know, the end result is supposed to be that Terrence trusts Keith enough to tell him everything, and he never does. Like, I understand that's what we're supposed to get to, but all it did was, you know, build a very large, you know, arrow that points to Terrence that says it's not him, because this is him, you know, if you know what I mean. It was that large blinking sign that means it's not him, even though we're supposed to believe it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the reason I came up with something different for my theory is because I feel like it's also by association blinking to the Gutenberg.
There's also that. All right. We'll have to discuss theory later.
Okay.
Yes. So yes,
now,
we will.
Now we go to Jackie. First with the screwdriver and getting her swimsuit on, and then in the dunk tank.
That was one warm dunk tank.
I felt really bad. Like, I don't like being cold and wet. And the fact that she put on her bikini and then she put a jacket on or a coat on top of it, it just seemed like it might be cold, like in the air and in the water. And I just was really like feeling very bad for her.
Quick question.
Yes.
What school dunk tank, you know, carnival where there was a dunk tank, did you ever go to where one of the students was in the dunk tank? How is that okay?
I was
it's
in a
always
dunk
on
tank.
TV.
Were you really?
Yeah.
For us, it was always the teachers. Like, I could never imagine having a student in their bathing suit, bikini, no less.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't necessarily a school thing. It was more of a community thing. And they let anybody do the dunk tank that wanted to.
How old were you?
10, maybe.
Oh my gosh.
That's like child abuse.
Yes.
No, I wanted to do it. I got in line and I was like, I want to be on the dunk tank. Go, you know, knock me in the water. It was fun.
Yeah.
You were one of those kids that used to climb into the dog cages, right?
Well, we didn't have any dog cages, but I imagine,
See, he was.
We used to have this, this small, it was a garbage can, but we didn't use it for garbage. We used it for a hamper. And I used to take all of the clothes out of it and crawl into it and lock myself into it. So I guess, yes, I was that kid.
No, we didn't have a dog, but I took it away.
That's really funny.
Wallace manages to get rid of some of the softballs. My biggest problem with this is, like, the teachers let this go on for what seems like hours.
Oh, yeah, like when Madison just walked up and pushed it. Why would you ever let that happen?
I know. You should not allow that to ever happen.
Again, I say teachers in Neptune are evil.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of abuse that students harp on one another that that a lot of teachers turn a blind eye to. It's, I mean, Miss Hauser or whatever the hell her name is, she was an exceptionally abusive teacher no matter what was going on. So that's outside of my case here, but there's a lot of things that happen in school, and I'm only speaking from my personal experience, where teachers turn a blind eye to students abusing other students and bullying other students. But this particular instance where, like, Madison was saying those kinds of things and just pushing the, pushing the thing to Dunker, and I would like to think that a teacher wouldn't turn a blind eye to that, but I don't know. I've seen bad things happen to students and teachers not pay attention. So that's all I'm going to say to that. Not all teachers. There are good teachers out there. Obviously, we have one here.
Just not in Neptune. Yeah. Okay, so Keith has a beer with Terrence Cook because it's like on his bucket list or something.
Wait, but who wanted to see them actually play catch?
Yeah,
that would have been great.
That whole thing was just one of those things that makes me love Keith.
He so was such a little fanboy. Yeah.
And he asked Terrence about Miss Dumas, and we find out that he had a secret relationship with her, and she actually broke up his engagement, right?
Yeah. Damn. It was all like, he said it was, what was it? What's the movie that he quoted? I forgot the name of the movie. Okay, never mind. I fail.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Silence of the Lamb. No, that's not it.
No. Okay.
Really messed up.
It was lotion in the bathroom.
Fatal Attraction. Fatal Attraction. That was it.
He did refer to Fatal Attraction a couple of times.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So then, then Keith shares the recording that Veronica obtained from Lamb's office, and
the picture. They already did the picture. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, we already did the picture. And then Terrence finally admits that he threw a baseball game.
And Keith took that exceptionally hard, which was just...
Weird.
Weird.
Yeah, it was just weird.
I guess if you're not a sports fan, I get it.
I get it. It's like his childhood. Like, he idolized this guy, and he thought that, you know, like, it was his fault and blah, 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 blah. But he was a grown man because he, like, you know, it was, he had Veronica, you know, during this time. So I'm just kind of like,
I got a note for timeline stuff. And he mentioned the fact that this was Fresno, that he was an assistant deputy in Fresno. So I was trying to figure out, like, before, like, when Keith ended up in Neptune and how did that stuff happen. And so now we know that right after college, Keith was living in Fresno working as someone's assistant deputy. So that's just randomness that I added to my timeline.
Wonderful.
It has nothing to do with the episode or the case, but, like, more info about Keith. Yay!
Okay,
you're the best, Naomi.
Yeah.
The best.
So the sports thing, I can kind of see, because, like, if you are completely, totally into some professional sport, and these people are, like, your idols, and you find out that they're cheating at this game, I mean, to make money off of it, I can see where it would be a huge shock.
I guess.
Let's try and relate it to something that we understand.
I'm trying to think of something that would hold that upset me that much, and I can't think of anything. I'm sorry, you were gonna say?
Well, I don't know. Something.
Do we not remember Pete Rose? I mean, like, this is a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing games is a huge, huge deal.
Well, it's a huge deal in terms of, like, you know, it will ruin his career. Absolutely agree to that. I'm just kind of thinking about, like, you know, him taking it so hard. I mean, I guess it's like if you hear any kind of childhood idol, like somebody you really, really looked up to when you were young, except that he was an adult, but like, let's just say when you were young and then found out that he did something nefarious that like he really, you know, that kind of affected the way you thought about him. Like I guess you would be a little bit, you know, crushed. I just thought it was, I don't know. I guess I can understand it from that standpoint.
But if you remember, like, the Black Sox scandal, it almost killed baseball. People invest a lot into their sports.
Mm-hmm.
I know many people that were diehard baseball fans, and after the steroid stuff, aren't so much anymore, you know? Like, I know people that got married in – oh, yeah. I know people that got married in baseball colors, and they couldn't tell you the latest scores because it's just – you kind of lose it. I mean, I'm not a sports fan so much. I love the Olympics. So anytime there was a scandal in the Olympics, that really affected me. But I've known people that, you know, their lives are defined by their teams.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's your favorite players,
I know, I agree,
imagine if you found out that Joss Whedon tanked his show on purpose, you know,
there we go.
Like, how
that's what I was looking for.
So you're saying, like, if Joss made Dollhouse, the first season of Dollhouse, kind of bad for a while on purpose to make it not be renewed?
Yeah, like he said, oh, I'm doing Eliza a favor, but I really don't want to get tied into this. And he threw some stinkers in there, which he did. I'm not saying that Dollhouse is bad. I'm just saying
the beginning of Dollhouse is rough.
You would be crushed.
I heard was Joss Whedon. I don't know what you're talking about.
See, we found it. Thank you, Nutty.
All right, we can move on now. This is making me uncomfortable.
I was trying to when I found out Britney Spears used autotune and didn't really sing live, it didn't really affect me that much. But that the Joss Whedon one, that's a good one.
Right, there we go. Okay, good.
Just think of something you're passionate about.
Yes.
And try to think how somebody could have screwed something up on purpose and how crushing that would be.
It's funny because like, there
said, you know what? We're going to put Jar Jar in here and I'll never have to make another Star Wars movie.
But so just to do the same thing, but on an okay level, when Tori Amos was at the end of her Atlantic career, she decided that she was going to screw over the record company, not the fans, and she was not going to put out any new material, and she was going to put out a covers album that was kind of crappy. And then that way that she could be done and get out and go somewhere else and make better music. And I was like, so that made it okay. But
I kind of liked that covers album.
What's that?
I kind of liked that covers album.
I liked some of it. Bad. It was a good tour that year too, but the album in and of itself was exactly what it was. It was an FU to the record companies. So she kind of did it on purpose and made a mediocre cover album. I didn't say I didn't like it. I'm a huge fan. But the Joss thing put us in perspective. We can move on now.
Yeah. Okay, good. So Keith, in the end, takes the case.
Yes.
And that's going to be the end of the B-plot.
A drunk
Thank
Keith.
You.
Yes, takes a drunk case. Keith. Yeah.
But we missed the fact that Wallace was dating Jane. He was at the carnival with Jane.
That's in the second. That's in the C plot.
It's in a love.
Yeah, it is. But I actually have
no clue where. What?
We can. You know what? We can talk about that right now because I don't actually have. Balls.
Well, that's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
I was just like, yay!
He's dating Jane.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And also, she's from The Following. I always forget her, but she's like the pixie girl in The Following, yes, who's super, super evil.
Yeah.
And last episode, Heidi, I was like racking my brain to know, like, were we? And I know we had discussed it before, and I think I had brought it up that she's in The Following, but then I realized it. So that's where she's from.
And you had pointed it out to me, and I was like, what?
And then I forgot. But I'm glad she's back.
Yeah. Okay, so C-plot. Logan buys a slushie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like slushies.
I've never had a slushie before.
What?
What?
I know.
What?
Like...
You need to hit it that 7-Eleven as soon as you get off this podcast.
No, that's a Slurpee.
I haven't had a slushie or a Slurpee.
There's a big difference between a slushie and a Slurpee.
A huge difference between a slushie and a Slurpee.
Slurpees are heaven. Slushies are sticky.
No, slushies are awesome. Those slush puppies?
Yeah. Slurpees are too sweet.
That's why you get the sugar-free.
A blue raspberry slush puppy was heaven to me as a kid.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up in
this country for many years. I think the Slurpee slushy drinking years, where you kind of got accustomed to the fact that there were weird colors and had them. I wasn't in this country, so I have a feeling that that's the reason.
Right, but you that's built fair.
Up where you built up that tolerance for just great sugar.
And I came back. I'm like, what are you drinking?
Right. I introduced my nieces and nephews to Slurpees this year. And they had never had anything like it. And my brother-in-law was like, thanks a lot. They're asking for Slurpees every day. I'm like, yes, my corruption is complete.
I never liked Slurpees. Never, ever.
Obviously, you're not from the Northeast.
I'm definitely from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but you guys have Wawas. That's why you like slushies.
Well, yeah, slush puppies, dude, and you get to squirt your own stuff in there. It was awesome.
7-Eleven all the way.
I'm in Central New York. We don't have 7-Elevens.
You guys have
South. We have icy Slurpees and slushies. Get it?
Yep.
Oh,
we have nice and easies, or we have Stewart's.
Stewart's. Yeah. That's what I was trying to think of. Yep. Stewart shops.
We didn't have 7-Elevens until I was way older.
Okay, so we see Beaver and Mac holding hands.
Gross. Sorry.
I think it's cute. I love Beaver.
It is.
Oh my God, I hate Beaver.
Okay, after this episode,
get your hands off Beaver.
I am on board the Beaver.
Are you serious?
Beaver?
I can't even.
You're on board with the Beef?
Yes.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
Beaver. Okay, anyways, go ahead.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Made me nauseous.
Logan catapults some frogs and flirts with a girl named Hannah.
This made me nauseous.
Okay.
So she is Jesse Scram. She's in Once Upon a Time, and I thought it was really funny because he called her, like, something about a princess. And she plays Cinderella.
Yep.
On Once Upon a Time. On Falling Skies.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know about that one, but the... I couldn't remember her name. I'm like, oh, hey, it's What's-Her-Face from Once Upon a Time and the Submarine Show. So whatever that was.
Oh, Last Resort?
Yes.
Yeah,
she's been in a lot of things. On that.
Yeah. So she plays an alien and Cinderella. So I thought this...
So Dick is being awful to Mac and Beaver.
Okay. Makes me love him all the more.
Seriously. Like,
leave Beaver alone.
Yes.
Don't tease the Beav.
Exactly.
We're definitely split on this, aren't we?
So I have a question.
Yes.
Yep.
Anybody have any problems with something Beaver might have said in this episode?
I don't know. Are you talking about at the end when he's talking about when he's yelling at Dick about the...
Oh, yeah, I do. This weird thing of, like, something about in
Sally
the end, like...
Or something.
Yeah, Sally.
Who
is
Sally?
What the hell is that about? Are we supposed to know?
That's my question. I don't know what the hell that was about, by the way. So I'm not spoiling anything by coming up with the question. I'm like, what the hell? What is that?
Yeah, like I. Oh, so it doesn't come up later. I just. I thought I missed something. No,
it may, and I don't remember. I'm just saying, like, I was clueless having watched the series. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell that was either. So, okay.
But it made Dick back off, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After having relations with a transsexual, I'm assuming? Is that what that was about?
And I knew that. I actually called that, like, a soon
maybe
as,
Sally
like,
was his first trans.
He's been to this well before.
Like, remember when we were in overseas? Yeah. Remember Sally, quote unquote.
Maybe that's Beav's like other name. Like, maybe he's a transsexual. He'd make a pretty girl.
Wait, Beav is Sally? You're never gonna get Sally love again.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got very Game
remember,
of wait, Thrones.
Remember all those years when you called me Sally before I had my change? Yeah, that's completely what I'm thinking.
Oh my god.
Remember when I was like your sister?
I feel like I need to rewatch that scene because I have no clue what you guys are talking about.
It's at the end when he's about to punch Beaver, and Dick's about to punch Beaver, and then he's like something about like
if you
remember
punch
Sally.
If you punch me right now. Blah, 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 blah. Something about, remember Sally.
Yeah. It's kind of like Rosebud is Rosebud.
I have no clue. No, it's just like, that doesn't even sound even vaguely familiar. So.
I actually rewound it twice because I was like, what did he say there?
Yeah, I thought I misheard. And then I just gave up. Since I can't look up anything online, I just gave up.
Okay, so you, Malika, you weren't a fan of Mac and Beaver, but were you a fan of them playing a trick on Dick?
Oh, that's what they were doing with the escort site. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
You didn't get that?
No, I was like, where? I mean, I understood that they did it, like, at the end, but I have this random note in the middle here. I'm like, why are they looking at an escort site? And I just didn't tie the two things together. But anyways, I'm all set now.
Because, you know, Mac and Beav like to keep it interesting. I don't know. But yeah, like that was what I was trying to figure out when that first came up. I'm like, oh, so these two are into some rather interesting things. But then the mom showed up and was like, that's what the website was for.
No.
And only Dick would fall for it. Like, only Dick. Because, like, that was, like, so convenient. Like, hey, let me tell you what I'm all about. I'm a mother who's married to an older man, but I like fooling around with younger. I mean, who says that? Like, only Dick. Only Dick would be stupid enough to be like, okay. Let's go.
That's true.
Only most teenage boys.
Feed me by my dick.
I think most teenage boys would probably fall for that.
Really? Okay. Duncan would fall for it, for sure. Except he wouldn't know what to do with her. He would just kind of sit there and stare at her.
Well, yeah, because, you know, he, like, had Kendall draped across his lap, yeah. So.
And he was like, okay, you're sitting on my bed. So you're in my bed.
Yeah. All right, the last bit here. Hannah and Logan hang out. We see them in the bounce house. And then Hannah's dad picks her up from the carnival.
This took me a really long time to figure out.
Who is that?
That's the guy.
The guy who framed him. Right? Is that right?
The plastic surgeon, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my question is, like, is he really into this girl?
No,
or
look,
is this
doing
like
this
some
on purpose.
Yeah, he was just doing that, I think, to get close to
you
that.
Think? I thought he was surprised or something.
No.
I don't
like
know.
That little smirk and salute thing that he did.
Yeah.
And I was like, Oh,
Mr. Logan. Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that, you guys.
I didn't know who that was, but now that I know who it is, it all makes sense. But he wanted the dad to see him kissing his daughter.
Yeah.
And then
I just thought it was coincidence.
No, there was something very particular about the way that it happened, but when the scene went by and the dad was in there, I was like, okay, what was that all about? But now it makes sense. I'm like, okay.
Poor girl. I feel bad for her.
All right, so that is the end of the C plots, and we will move on to quotes. And let me warn you, I'm cutting us off at 2.
Okay.
I know. Okay, well, it's difficult.
There's one that I have to say because I referred to it earlier. So the whole Jackie thing, I am going to have a quote for her. Lurking, you mean standing while black?
Thank you.
Yes.
So I have a feeling that that's one of the reasons why she gets a double standard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, Nutty, would you like to go next?
Okay, hang on. I've got it written down. Where is that? I have to find the right window now. only 2. All right.
I know. I have way more on this one, too, but...
Dude, am I drunk? No, dude. You're just special.
I love that one.
So, I'm going to go ahead with the longest one. Veronica, look who I found. Miss Trashy Trash. We marked your words before, and I don't know if you know this, but they formed this, like, totally false accusation. I know. Yikes. I figured you might welcome the opportunity to apologize.
I like that.
Okay, Clemens quote. This is why I consider the advice of some of my students. I was like, yeah.
You go, I like Clemens. That one.
Does it look like I enjoy being covered in white goo?
All right, this is Veronica and Logan. Is this a $50 bill? I had them made special.
I'm torn.
Is it my turn again?
Go. Yes. Yes.
Okay. What wonderful mountains, Madison. Thank you, Ms. Hauser. Oh, Madison, you have a little... What? Brown? Because I'm a brown noser? No, glitter. Because you're a fairy princess.
I love that one, too.
I have that one.
Classic okay, Veronica snark.
Yeah. I have Veronica. What's your poison? Logan, emotionally unavailable women. Let's see. What about something that suits my mood? Oh, I'm sorry. We're all out of liquid evil.
Yes, I had that one too.
Me too. Yay. I'm like, so I love when all my quotes get done and they're not, and I don't have to do them all.
Yes.
So that was like, I only have one quote left now.
Oh, yay. Good.
Clemens, what were you doing at the coffee machine? Veronica, making coffee?
Copies.
She said coffee.
Oh.
That's what I heard anyway, and I thought it was.
I thought she
funny.
Said copies.
Okay, so there we go.
All right. So since nobody else has done it, I'm gonna do this one. The Weevil, is it your undying love for me, or just good old fashioned lust? Veronica. Okay. I thought for sure somebody else was going to do that one.
It was a good one.
Alright, I have a second like one.
Alright.
Why is Beav all snuggling with the chick from Ghost World? Love it.
And my last one is going to be, would that you could spit out the memories.
Yes! I only have one left. One!
Okay, Jimmy, go.
Ta-da! That was my last quote.
That's a great one to end on.
Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry. I know we already discussed it, but like, why do you guys think that Dick is so upset about Beav dating Mac?
Because he wants a girlfriend and his brother has one.
No, I think that... I don't know what I think. Come back to me.
Okay. If I had a little more time, I'd work it into my theory, but I don't. Okay, right now.
That's your homework.
I just have it as the idea of Dick living up to his name.
Yeah, I think he's just tormenting his little brother. That would be my guess.
I think it has some stuff to do with class as well, because we know that Mac is, you know, not an 09er.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. She's not like a super hot babe. I mean, I think Mac is like a total babe, but like, you know, she's not like who Dick would date. So
Thank goodness.
Or maybe Dick Wood, and he's mad that Beav got there first. That's my own slashback.
Okay, let's move on to feedback.
Oh.
All right, Jacqueline says, I need to declare at the get-go that this is my favorite Veronica Mars ep, so I may be about to gush. It's not just the shippy overtones either. Not everybody agrees that this is shippy, but this little interplay in this picture, loud and clear that Weevil can no longer contain his flirt, and Veronica may not be ready to go there, but oh, she's thought about it. We kick off with a major turn in Weevil's role in the show. He's out of the PCH, now officially an outcast just like Veronica. But he's Veronica with no scruples. He'll do what he needs to do to get what he needs, and he has one big advantage. He knows who he's going up against and how she works. And when he manages to outcon Veronica, even if she does manage to identify he is the thief with a trick of her own, she's not only lets him get away with it, but is openly admiring of his skills. The mystery, while it's smaller scale than some, is really well executed, and Jackie is redeemed completely in my eyes, not just for her snappy one-liners, but also for her pride and refusal to bow to the harassment. Wallace and Jane are just too cute for words. Logan backslides into epic douche territory, and the magical quips and comebacks are sprinkled liberally. I love this episode.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So Simone says, Jane and Wallace equals aww. Jackie in the water tank, God admire her willingness to just take it. Mac and the beaver, so cute. I think so too. And ball pits, backpats, and tins of money. Oh my. Weevil, you genius. I love you. Veronica is very reactionary in this episode because the crime has happened to her, or at least on her watch. Hannah and Logan, I have many feels. Interesting. Always have, always will. Mrs. Dumas and Terrence Cook. What? LOL. And hey, it's that witness guy, Dr. Griffiths. Oh, yeah. If I would have read, I would have known. the Fitzpatricks seem to have T. Cook in a bind. Never owe the Irish mob money. In fact, never take bets on your sport of choice. Never ends well. They make panels and woodwork. kinky. I really enjoy this episode a lot. It's fun and colorful, like school carnivals are.
Yeah.
Then we have Beth. Veronica was in fine form this week, taking so much delight in her sleeping. Well, I watched this episode on Black Friday, so the winter carnival and all the glitter helped get me in the holiday spirit. Mm-hmm. Another great aspect of the carnival environment is that we got to see pretty much all of our cast of characters. Weevil was adorable with his niece. Mac and Cassidy are on a date, and Wallace is throwing softballs over the wall. Oh, we forgot that. Yeah, that was good. I admit that I'm easily manipulated by TV shows, but I'm okay with that. I totally let myself feel bad for Jackie this episode, and the large reason is for the parallels between her fall from grace and Veronica's. I like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Good point, Beth.
Next, we have from Harold. Jackie has not won me over yet, and I'm still looking forward to an episode where she gets sent to boarding school. But at least she has become more palatable presence. Otherwise, it was a fun episode, despite the predictable carnival money thieves. Sassy Veronica is the best. And I like the way that they use Madison and Mac without an overt callback to Silence of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm. Ray says, I really, really like this episode. I think the A-plot is a lot of fun and actually has some cool twists to it. And I like that the person who stole the money turned out to be Weevil, who is a series regular, and not someone who they just introduced, like JB or Mrs. Hauser. It was unexpected. As for all the couples, Wallace and Jane in limited screen time are great, and I think Mac and Beaver are pretty cute together as well. I feel sorry for Beav and the way that Dick is always treating him like crap. Mm-hmm. To me, there is this innocence to both Beav and Mac in the love department that makes their relationship seem sweet.
I agree. And
Sorry.
And I know that the Logan Veronica fans tend to hate anyone else with either Logan or Veronica, so they won't like this, but I really like the chemistry between Logan and Hannah.
I did too.
She is adorable, but also seems to understand the game he is trying to play with her, and she is playing right back. In the end, it turns out that Logan had ulterior motives, as Hannah's father is the shady doctor guy who was working with the Fitzpatricks. Mm. But I'm sure that Logan thinks of it as a bonus that Hannah just so happens to be attractive. But I think it's a good start for them as a couple. Now on to Jackie. Even though she came off as very annoying in the earlier episodes, I think that was the plan by the show. and they have done a great job the last couple of weeks of making us feel for Jackie and showing that she has another side to her. I actually think the persona that she tried to put on when she first came to town was an act. When you look at it, she is coming into a new school and didn't know anyone. She didn't want to come off as weak or someone that you could take advantage of. That was all out of insecurity on her part. But she ended up falling for Wallace and now seems to respect Veronica and really feels bad for the whole psychic show thing. Her opinion has changed and so has her attitude. Now that doesn't make her my favorite character, but she is no longer the worst one.
So I think that just his you know confirmation about the whole Logan Hannah thing. So I think what's going to happen is that Logan's going to fall for Hannah, despite his starting out, you know, with ulterior motives.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah, that sounds a showy thing to do.
Lori says, just a quick bit of feedback before you record. I really liked this one too. All the plots and twists had me going till the end, and I did not suspect Weevil. I'm still on the fence about Jackie. I don't think I've disliked her as much as everyone else, but I think I like her better just being friends and helping out, not as a couple with Wallace. I agree. Thanks, Ray, for pointing out who Hannah's dad was. I knew he was familiar, but could not place it. Despite myself, I really liked Hannah, and she seemed really familiar too, but not sure where and cannot look it up. Not sure what I think about the Beeve and Mac, but she looked so happy. I love that. And the playback on Dick was just priceless. Seems like I have something similar in others. Seems like I have seen something similar in other shows, and they did it well. Overall, strong episode, and wondering if that is the last of Mrs. Hauser. She plays the bitchy teacher very well.
I'm sorry, I have to start calling them Mac and Beeve, because it's more like Mac and Cheese.
No, I call them McBeeve.
Oh, funny. Okay, who crashed the bus?
Okay.
Go.
Go. Okay, Monica. So basically, because the whole Gutenberg thing I'm putting on the table, because it just seems too obvious now. So way back in episode one or two of this season, I thought that it was Beaver. So I'm going to go back to Beave. Going back to the Beave. Okay, so he wanted to kill his brother and Mayor Gutenberg's daughter, who was into his brother. But I think that he's related to Mayor Gutenberg. So he's probably Guy or Gia's, like, brother. Because everyone in the show is related. So I don't think that he's Dick's brother. But he might be his sister. I don't know. So I think that was his plan. But then Meg knew about this plan. And she wanted to commit suicide. So she put a rat on the bus to get rid of all her friends. So she could go down in peace. That's my theory.
That's right. Fantastic.
I came up with that last night while eating dinner. I'm like, this works.
That's amazing.
Because I got so annoyed with Beaver, and I'm like, okay, he definitely did it. And I'm like, why? And I'm like, I have to come up with a reason. And then I was like, what about the rat? And I'm like, ah, Meg.
Well, Yvette, would you like to go next?
It's Beaver.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't care.
You're sticking with that, so.
I'm sticking with Beaver until the bitter end.
I went away for it, but now I'm back with you, Yvette.
Okay. I'm glad, Malika. I'm glad you see my ways.
Absolutely.
All right. Anybody else?
I still think that this is clearly class warfare. The upper class is trying to get rid of the lower class. Now I'm not so sure about the fact that it was Chardo.
Is that his name?
Chardo is was Paris Hilton's boyfriend from season.
Oh, I know.
Yes, Chardo. But I think that Mayor Gutenberg definitely has something to do with trying to get the lower class out of Neptune so that he can incorporate the incorporation thing. You know, it came up again. So Mayor Gutenberg definitely had something to do with it. It's something about getting rid of the lower class. But I'm not, that's all I got right now.
Okay.
I've got nothing.
Okay. That's okay. You don't have to have anything.
I don't know.
Would you like to go with Lily's ghost?
Like, that just, it's not even, like, when I first said it, it sort of remotely made sense, but now it doesn't. Like, it doesn't. So I don't even know.
Well, you, like, can, you can go with your suicide theory and jump on my bandwagon with Meg.
I don't know. And you're probably right, and I'm missing the chance to, like, be right from the, from, like, way.
I'm right, Naomi.
We all have serious problems.
Okay, so ratings then.
I liked it. I didn't understand all of it. I got kind of confused on, like, the chronology and the timeline. I didn't really get the whole Keith and Jackie's dad thing. But still, it was solid. I have no big complaints. 7.5 out of 10, $50 bills. Nice.
I thought this was actually a really strong episode. I'm not sure that I'm willing to call it my favorite episode, as was mentioned earlier, but it was fun. I thought that the carnival was a great way to keep everything together and make all of the plot lines except for the Terrence Cook one, you know, kind of just all live in the same place. I thought that was really well done. The Terrence Cook stuff, not so sure about. It was odd and awkward, but very much, I agree, a solid episode. I'm going to go with 8 out of 10 beverages that turn your tongue blue.
Okay, so I did like it. It was a little bit, like, convoluted and, like, it felt, like, a little crammed, but I did, like, I think Ray said that we got to see a lot of all of our regulars in this. And, you know, aside from the shippy things and whatever, which I wanted to gag about, I just liked it. It kept me entertained. I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 sweaty and guilty hands.
Wait, sweaty and guilty what?
Hands.
Okay. So, yeah, I liked the fact that most of the plots sort of lived together. And that was cool. You know, sort of that episode in a bottle feel where everybody's just in the same spot. So I am giving it 7 actual Disney princesses.
Nice. Nutty.
Okay. It was okay. It was good. Not amazing, not horrible. So I'll give it 7.5 Powerpuff Girl backpacks.
Nice.
Just because
nice.
I love the Powerpuff Girl.
Nice. Okay. I love this episode. It's one of my favorite episodes to rewatch. And I love that all of our characters are in it and that Veronica does her magic at the end and figures everything out. And
ta-da!
Exactly. And I am giving it 10 out of 10 glitter shoes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep. All right. Let's have our contact information, please.
Okay, you can find us at www.quadruplez.com. You can email us at investigatingmarspodcast@gmail.com. You can also send us an MP3 voicemail to that Gmail address. You can tweet us at @investigatemars. Our Facebook group is facebook.com/group/investigatingmars. And we also have a spoiler group. www.facebook.com/groupspoilersofmars. Also, please leave us an iTunes review, and thank you for all of you who have done so.
Yes, and thank you, Nutty, for joining us tonight.
Once Yay. Again, it's a pleasure to have you back. I know I said that already, but
thanks for having me, guys.
And
you
hopefully
guys are
we'll
awesome.
Have you again.
Yes, hopefully next season.
Oh, you're not
or
back
sooner.
Until next season?
Oh.
Well, I didn't want to take up all the slots, you know.
We do still
when
have a
guys...
couple openings if you want one.
I think.
Oh, okay.
One, right?
I'll have to look yeah. into that.
Okay.
Yeah, when you guys opened it up, I said, you know, give me one, and I asked Heidi to pick for me because I watched them all together. I can't really remember what is what when those come up. I'm like, yeah, I got no clue. Heidi, pick for me.
Yeah.
And it works because any one of them are great. So.
All right. So the next episode is called Versatile Toppings. What's it about? Ice cream.
Wow.
That's never. That's the gayest title ever.
At a pizza parlor. Like they're at somebody gets the pizza parlor gets robbed, and I don't know, something with pizza.
Thank you so much for not having a dirty mind and going to Pizza Topic.
I know. I don't think I can say what my first thought was.
I know I can't say what my first thought was.
Well, let's just put ready to edit.
We will see next week if it has something to do with pizza or something we can't mention. Until then. Bye.
Bye,
everyone.
Bye.